And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. So glad you can join us. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. It's a great day when our guest can join us. He is one of our co-hosts of Spits and Suds. He runs EP Ringside, and he does it so well. He also has his own Substack called Shap Shots. He's in a movie called The Late Game Movie. If you haven't seen it yet, it's a terrific hockey movie featured on Amazon. You can purchase it. Also, he is an author of the latest book, We Win Here, with our friend Stephen Meserve of 100 Degree Hockey. And that details the franchise of the Texas Stars, which, by the way, if you haven't had the chance, go to at 100 Degree Hockey. And Stephen posted a terrific article on the growth and success of the Texas Stars that are owned by the Dallas Stars with sellouts and different things. So it's a really cool article showing the success, not just of the Dallas Stars, but what they've done to the Texas Stars. So that's a nice read. And we welcome in, of course, our Spits and Suds NHL insider, Sean Shapiro. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. I'm happy to be here. It's a good week. We've got Halloween this week with the kids and everything like that. So it's a good week to be talking hockey on a Monday.
Nice. And if anyone wants to dress up as cup winning goalie Sean Shapiro, they can, right?
I guess so. You could go. I don't know if you'll get the. We actually have like replica jerseys available on the Late Game website. I don't think they'll get there. I don't think they'll get it in time for Wednesday, or Thursday. But give it a. But need some long-term planning. That's where
I like that. Buying a replica jersey and putting Shapiro on the back. I like that. That would be that's pretty badass. So the Stars off to Finland, and I wanted to start there because you were kind of ahead of the game. And when Miro Heiskanen was first becoming a Dallas Star, you actually went to Finland and did a deep dive. And I thought that was really cool. And I'm sure you have some great memories of your time in Finland.
Yeah. Obviously Stars play there this week, and it's for the Stars history, it's kind of impossible to tell the history of the Stars without the Finnish connection. Obviously in recent years with three players on the team, Miro Heiskanen, Roope Hintz, Esa Lindell, but between Jyri Lehtinen's ties to the franchise, going all the way back to Kari Taco, the Stars director of European scouting, who played for the North Stars a long time ago and has continued to work for the franchise over in Finland. I went over there now, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago now, whatever it was, and it was really good. It was nice to, for me, it was a great trip to take. Like, this event is going to be great, right? Like, there's the official NHL event, but I was really happy to go over there at a time where it wasn't the pomp and circumstance of a big event. I really liked going over there, and I rented a car and just drove around the country, went to random rinks, basically went all travel writer pretending, hockey writer pretending to be a travel writer, and had a blast. And it's kind of cool to see how the hockey culture is intertwined into Finnish culture, between just the way the community aspect of how the teams are run, how the rinks are built, the way they run their programs. It was a really cool thing to see in person. And so if you're one of the listeners who happens to be going to this week, going to Finland this week to go see those games, enjoy it. It's a beautiful country. Go check out a sauna, get some good coffee. You'll have a blast.
And our own Robert Tiffin has made the trip. So yes. Excited. I think there are two people that are great follows this week. Mike Heike of DallasStars.com, the senior writer, who's been got to give him a lot of stick taps for his love of Spits and Suds and jumping on the program like he does, as well as Robert. So follow those two guys as far as pictures. I love Robert's humor. I think it's wonderful, and I love his new website. And you can find all of that at Robert Tiffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a great job. And I talked to Robert a little bit before he flew over there. So he's going to do a great job over there. And I think he's got earlier today he was working for media availabilities over there already. And it's give him a, he's done a great job with that site. I think it's starsthoughts.com. So give Robert a follow, and that's kind of a must read if you are, if you're looking for, if you're trying to stay up to date on Stars stuff in general. Like, you and I, Gavin, have talked about this quite a bit. I'm a big believer in a media ecosystem where you read multiple voices, and Robert's a really big voice that you should be reading if you're interested in Stars things.
Since we've really taken this podcast to new levels, one of the things I absolutely love is how many other outlets now are talking Stars. And part of it has to do with the success of the team, Sean, but it is great that Stars fans now have kind of a multitude of outlets in which they can just gather information from. And obviously this is one of them, but there are a lot of them. And I think that's really good. And it's showing kind of the growth of coverage of DFW hockey, because a short time ago, you and I were talking that there were a couple outlets that dropped off, and Spits and Suds. And,
yep,
you know, we were kind of one of the only ones, along with Mike, Heike and Razor do their podcast, but there really wasn't a lot. And now we've seen some recent growth. So it's good.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it'll never be just like, for example, it's the quote unquote, and I want to say this as kindly as possible, right? Like, it'll never be to the spot where it was when you had two full-time beat writers traveling with the team independently, right? And that was when I was there traveling independently. Matt DeFranks was traveling independently with the Dallas Morning News. And I don't think we'll ever get back to that, but we've gotten closer. We've gotten some smart voices talking about the team. We've gotten some coverage that has really enhanced. We talked about Robert. We've seen what and Taylor Baird continues to do a great job.
Yes,
through
yes.
both NHL.com and, yep. and her outlet. And it's I think the big thing for me when it comes to understanding media coverage, and I think we also have to give the Stars a little bit of credit, is the team hasn't stifled a new age media market, right? So there's some places where Robert might not be getting a credential. There's some NHL teams that wouldn't credential someone who wasn't working right for so-called legacy media. So I think the team also deserves a little bit of credit here for not putting up some trap, not building some trap doors that they definitely could have. And so everyone, we're all better for it now. So,
yeah. So on the ice, something that you and I have talked about is the lack of quick starts. And it's been happening for mm-hmm. a while. In the last two games at Boston, and they actually got off to a good start against Washington as well, but the game at Boston, and specifically the game Saturday night, I thought they came out flying as well. So two things. The quick starts are happening on a more regular basis this year. And the other thing is, struggling at home last year, really nice start in the barn this year.
Yeah, it's and there still have been some slow starts,
yep.
but it's not nearly as
Edmonton.
I don't want to go as far as say it's been solved or anything like that, because there's and we talked quite a bit about the entire Jamie Benn era has been built on slow starts and everything like that. So not solved, but it's been better lately. And the you look at kind of going into Finland, we talk a lot about the trip, but one of the big things is that you're playing a pretty damn good team that won a Stanley Cup last year and has a history for starting fast. So that's going to be important. Like, we talk a lot about the trip to Finland and the off-ice stuff, but on ice, it's, you're playing a team where they punish teams early in games, so you got to be ready for it.
Yeah, you certainly do.